This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And don't forget about our event we'll have Wednesday night, Artisan Pizza, out in Parker. All of the details on that, where the cross streets are, the address of the event, and all of that on the website, rushtoreason.com. Just look for the events tab, click there, and it'll tell you exactly what we've got going on Wednesday. We'll have a lot of door prizes. Richard Battle's going to be there. He'll have copies of his new book. He'll have those signed. He's going to give away 30 minutes of free business coaching, or life coaching, I should say, as well. And a lot of other great sponsors will be there. So you don't want to miss it. Come out, say hi, and the pizza is on us. Selwyn Duke joining us now. Selwyn, how are you today? Welcome back.
Oh, John, it's great to be with you. I always get a rush when I'm on your show.
Hey, good one. Thanks. The New American, you've been there for more than a decade. You write for a lot of other publications as well, The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, and so on. Talk to us, though, about Kenosha, and that, you know, Kyle wasn't the only one out there that night, you know, protecting not only private property but lives, you know, as well. It just happened to be highlighted on Kyle and all of the events that surrounded him. But, you know, folks that were there, and I think Kyle as well, felt an obligation to be there because no one else was doing anything.
Well, exactly, John. And
government is what I really mean. When I say no one else, government wasn't doing its job.
That's correct. And we saw the media reporting on the Rittenhouse case and how biased it was. I mean, it was like the Soviet Union's test. It was just off the charts with the flat-out lying. But one thing that even conservative media innocently failed to point out is that Kyle Rittenhouse was not the only armed man there. He was portrayed as some kind of lone vigilante, but that wasn't at all the case. In fact, there were many men there guarding homes and businesses who had handguns, rifles, shotguns, baseball bats. And this was reported by a reporter named Davita Duffy. She wrote for The Federalist, and she was there on the ground at the time. And she pointed out that, in fact, the man who's now her fiancé was armed himself. And she stated, you had to be, because some of the rioters were armed as well. And not only that, she makes the point, I wholeheartedly agree, John, that every man over the age of 16 not only had a right to safeguard the area, but actually an obligation. And I pointed out in my piece, the one that you referenced, that this is something that wholly accords with the norms of American history. It's the government's job to ensure domestic tranquility. When it fails in that regard, the people have to step into the breach. And that's why... Yeah, we saw historically in the Old West, for instance, something called vigilance committees. That's where the word vigilante comes from. Now, that term vigilante, John, has a negative connotation, but actually it just comes from a Latin word that means watchman. And a good example, for instance, was the San Francisco Committee of Vigilance in 1851. And it was created because, and I'm going to quote something now because this is going to sound very familiar, from encyclopedia.com. It was created because, quote, city government had failed to curb a gang of outlaws who preyed upon the inhabitants of the city and were suspected of having set a series of fires that had destroyed much of the city, unquote. Sound familiar?
Yeah, it does. Very.
That's exactly what's happening in our time.
That's right.
I mean, Kenosha was absolutely devastated. And the mainstream media didn't report this. There's someone close to me who's a conservative, but who didn't even understand that other cities got it worse with the rioting than New York City did. This person lives in New York City, far, far worse. And there's also something else that we have to understand to put it in further perspective. When we had the San Francisco Committee of Vigilance in 1851, maybe the government had an excuse, John, to not be able to curb crime, because government back then, let's face it, was very small,
right,
very poorly funded. But today, governments, state governments, the federal government, they take billions of dollars from the people. They fleece us.
That's
via
right.
taxation.
That's right.
They have no excuse at all. They sat back and they allowed this to happen. In Kenosha, as in other cities where we saw this rioting, John, we saw people coming in from out of state, professional miscreants, you might say, BLM,
right.
Antifa,
right.
who were causing trouble.
Right.
You know as well as I do that every single man who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse had a criminal record. These are not good people.
No.
These are rent-a-mobs.
Right.
And I also point out in my article, this is very, very interesting, for a little more historical background, although this is more recent history, I reported on this in 2016. Back then, Project Veritas conducted a sting operation where they caught on hidden video this Democrat operative named Scott Foval. And what was he admitting to? He was admitting, John, that he and his fellow plotters were actively involved in inciting violence at Donald Trump events. He, even this fellow Foval, had a term for this. He called it, quote, conflict engagement. And he actually said, quote, we're starting anarchy here. Now, get this. This is also interesting because remember that Rosenbaum, Joseph Rosenbaum, who was attacked or who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse and was shot and killed, he was bipolar, we understand. So he was mentally ill, very, very unstable. Well, this guy Foval also said in 2016, quote, we have mentally ill people that we pay to do blank, expletive there, make no mistake, all right? So my point is, I'm not saying that Rosenbaum was recruited and paid. That's not my point. My point is this parallels organized left-wing violence that we've seen in the past. This is nothing new. Again, this was a rent-a-mob. And that should be understood,
right,
because this is part of an ongoing revolutionary movement. I'm sorry, I'm going to stop talking. I think you want to.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Keep going. No. You know what I was going to say is, you know, as you talk through all of this, the first thing that comes to my mind, anyways, Selwyn, is if more folks like Kyle and the others that you're mentioning that were in Kenosha had done this in multiple other cities across the country, would it have gotten as bad as it did in the first place? My point is, if we as conservatives, fight back and do the thing, and in this case, literally fight back and do the things necessary, because I'm tired of hearing this mantra of Kyle never should have been there. Why was he there in the first place?
Oh, yeah.
It's a free country. He can go wherever he wants to anyways. So, and that's not the point. The point is he was there to protect private property and human life at the same time, and it doesn't make any difference whether he was from across town 5 miles away or 5,000 miles away. The reality is he's an American citizen. He deserved to be there.
Well, yes. Not only did he have a right to be there, just like the so-called protesters, they had a right to be there, but they didn't have a right to riot.
That's right.
That's the difference.
Correct.
But here's the real answer to people who say, well, Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there. Guess what? You know who shouldn't have been there? The rioters shouldn't
right.
have been there. The people who committed arson shouldn't have been there. The looters shouldn't have been there because the government should have been doing its job. Okay, that's the truth. And again, at the risk of sounding redundant, you can't blame the people who step into the breach and do the job that the government won't do, because that's what they have to do. I mean, what's the alternative? You just allow your area to be ravaged? You allow the innocent people to be hurt? It's absolutely disgusting. And let's understand something, that in Wisconsin, the governor, Tony Evers, had sent fewer to Kenosha initially, get this, than he did to Milwaukee during the National Basketball Association Finals. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And he just allowed these thugs to destroy the area, to terrorize Kenoshans for a couple of days before he actually stepped up to the plate and did a little something. All right, so it's just absolutely unbelievable. Not only that, as I said before, the government nowadays has no excuse because it's powerful. It can quell crime if it wants to, but what is it actually using its power to do? What it's basically now is saying is not only will it allow these miscreants to run wild and hurt good citizens, but if you do the job the government won't do and you try to defend yourself, defend innocence, defend property, then it may punish you because that's what it did to Rittenhouse. I mean, look, the Rittenhouse case was an open and shut one of self-defense. We all know that. The charges never should have been brought. And when they were brought, the case never should have been covered by the lying mainstream media the way it was.
I agree.
So that's what the government is saying. We may punish you if you stop these miscreants. So what's the message? Well, it seems as almost as if someone wants to create anarchy, because what then happens? Well, people become fearful. They start begging for order to be restored. And then if you're a conspiracy theorist, this is what you might conclude, and understandably so, then the cultural revolutionaries can step in there and they can restore that order the way they want and with whom they want.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And by the way, yeah, that's what this defund the police movement
agree.
Really is
you
all
and I
about.
Are spy, you I and agree. I are yeah. lock, stock, and barrel there. It is not a defund of the police as they want you to think. It's a let's change out the police force and get the guys in there we want. That's what they're actually doing.
Well, bingo. I mean, I said that early on, a long time ago. I said there's only one logical reason to want to, quote, defund or dismantle the police. And that's because you want to become the police.
That's right. You want to reform it.
That's the only logical
reason. Now, that's right.
I don't want to be misunderstood because I don't want to sound too fevered here. I'm not saying that the lowlifes in the street are thinking about this. They're reacting emotionally. I'm not saying that all the activists are thinking
about
this.
No, but the upper end is.
Or the half-baked. Yeah, academics. I'm talking about the most Machiavellian people in our society who are few in number, but obviously they're very, very manipulative and very, very malevolent. I'm talking about them because they want to seize control over every aspect of society. The left already controls the whole culture. It controls academia, the media, entertainment, big tech, now most of corporate America. It's seizing control of the military. We've seen that purge with what's going on, you know, investigating the military for so-called white supremacism, which, of course, is like looking for unicorns. And really, the whole idea is just to purge the military of conservative-minded people. But one of the only entities that's not controlled by the left is, of course, the police. Police in this country, with some exceptions, by and large, tend to be conservative. The left knows this. The left doesn't like it. But if the left can seize control over the police, federalize it, then, of course, you have Washington, D.C. controlling the boots on the ground, and that's the only way you can impose your will completely.
That's correct.
Because controlling the culture is great. You can cancel people with big tech. You can get them fired from their jobs. You can have them impugned in the media. You can have propaganda spread via academia, right? But if you really want to completely control the people, you have to control the boots on the ground. And the boots on the ground that are closest to the people, of course, are the police. Right now, they're locally controlled. The Machiavellians out there don't like that. They want to control them from the top, and they want to have federalized police, just like despotic regimes in East Germany and elsewhere always did.
I think you are 1,000% correct, so, and I've been saying the same thing now for several years, and that's exactly the direction they're headed, because to your point, they can't control and do the things with the people they want, given the current state of affairs with the police forces across the country. And I agree with you. You know, by and large, I mean, I realize there's a few rogue, you know, bad policemen that are out there, just like there's a few bad politicians and a few, and there's a lot of bad politicians, but there's, you know, there's a few bad lawyers, there's a few bad I mean, let's get it. You go to any profession, you're going to find a few bad apples. The same is true with policemen. But by and large, I believe what you just said is correct. And the reality is they want to change that and make it the opposite of what it is today.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. Look, as it stands right now, many areas have their local sheriffs, and sheriffs are elected by the people.
Correct.
So they're very
That's
close
right.
to the people. If
That's
they
right.
don't reflect the people's will, of course, they can lose re-election. That's the way it should be. That accords with a principle that's known as subsidiarity, which basically states that any time a task has to be performed in society, the smallest possible unit of society that can perform that task should be the one to do so. And, of course, that principle should be applied all the way through. And it is applied with our police. Unfortunately, that's not going to be the case if the left gets its way. And that's why I say, I mean, it's just so destructive. It's such a big con job. For instance, you take all that complaining about the police in Baltimore a few years back. I think that had to do with the Freddie Gray case, right? And I was thinking to myself, I said, okay, let's say you're a black person in Baltimore and you don't like the police there. But let's think about it. Baltimore, it basically has black politicians. I think it had a black police chief. It was basically run by black Americans. Are you going to like the police? If you look at things from a racial point of view now, okay, are you going to like the police more? It's run from Washington, and basically the people running it, by and large, are not black. And again, this is if you look at things from a racial point of view, which I don't. I'm just taking that perspective there. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. If you're a person in Baltimore and you're not happy with the police, well, you shouldn't think the solution is to outsource that function to the federal government.
That's right.
You should say, no, I want to retain as much local control over that function as I can. And maybe we can remedy things here on the local level.
You're spot on. Selwyn, I appreciate you every time you come on. Always good stuff, the New American folks. And if you want to know any more about Selwyn, Selwyn, what's the best place folks can, to find you and you know all of your different writings, and you know how can they read more about you?
Well, they can read my writings at selwynduke.com. That's my website, or thenewamerican.com, and I'm at many other places, too. selwynduke.com.
And it's S-E-L-W-Y-N. Make sure everybody gets the spelling correct. And we'll have that reference, by the way, on our website later tonight as well. Selwyn, as always, it's a joy having you, sir. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thank
you bet. Appreciate it very much. Always a great joy. And he is spot on, by the way, folks. He is saying the same things that I've been saying now for quite some time, that the defund the police is not a defund the police. It's a rearrangement of the police, if you would. Extreme Auto Repair comes up next. I talked about your vehicles and what you need to be doing on those earlier. And the reality is, yes, winter is still coming. I know it's a nice week right now, but believe me, winter will come. It's Colorado. Make sure that you're ready to go for it and you're prepared for that. We've had some snow in the high country as well, and we still have the chain law or the traction law in effect. Also, go to Extreme Auto Repair. They can get you Cooper tires at their cost. And I will also tell you that there is some supply line issues in the automotive world. So if there's a repair you've been waiting to do, don't wait any longer, because you may find yourself at the bottom of the pecking order, if you would, if you wait much longer. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Extreme Auto Repair protects you. This is not the year to wait until the last minute for repairs, because everything's backed up. You try to get your vehicle in for maintenance the day before a snowstorm, you may be out of luck. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker wants to help you maintain your vehicle before winter. So right now, they're not raising prices. Their leadership team has committed to a temporary pricing freeze to protect their customers. Thanks to their remarkable diligence, the team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker has managed to keep turnaround times relatively short. They're spending big chunks of their day, every day, calling distributors around the country to hunt down parts for their customers. Just one of the reasons we're proud to promote them on KLZ. Now, to help you get ready for winter, they're committing to a pricing freeze so you can afford to maintain your vehicle. Call them now. 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
If you're looking for something to buy for that special someone that's always hard to buy for, let me recommend Franktown Firearms, whether it's a firearm itself, or a gift certificate, or training, or some accessories, ammunition, you name it, it's all at Franktown Firearms. Don't forget about Tactical Fun Nights at Franktown on Friday nights as well. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
You can't not smile after firing Freedom Seeds. That's what the shop manager at Franktown Firearms calls bullets. You want the freedom of self-reliance. The negativity of the news makes your security feel uncertain. Whether you're looking to make your first firearm purchase or you're a master at arms, Franktown Firearms is here to cultivate a relationship with you as a client, not as a customer. Even though you may be a first-time shooter, Franktown Firearms has professional trainers that can get you to the experience level you want to be at. There's no cap holding you back. Training can be one-on-one or in a classroom setting, because they customize instructions based on your level of comfortability. They include a rental firearm you can train with. You even have the choice to try before you buy, when you're unsure what to purchase. The empowerment of a firearm is sure to help you liberate your smile in a seemingly uncertain time. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown for more information. That's klzradio.com/Franktown.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard should be joining us here in a moment, so look forward to talking to him as well. Something that I wanted to talk about for a moment that may get into even with Richard for a few minutes, but there was a father that, and I believe this guy was up in the Washington State area. Yes, he was. So commenters all over social media are calling a Washington State father a hero in response to reports that he allegedly rescued his daughter from sex traffickers and later killed the man he believed responsible for selling his daughter into the sex slave industry. In a press release issued Monday, the Spokane Police Department said that it had been discovered the remains of a 19-year-old male whom they believe to be the former boyfriend of 60-year-old John Eisman's daughter, stuffed in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle. Describing the incident as a complex case, police reported that Eisman had set off to avenge his daughter after learning that she had been sold into a Seattle-area prostitution ring in October of 2020 by her then-boyfriend, who is now the deceased. I have to be careful how I say things because I've already been accused of being unchristian when I talk about things like this, but this guy needs a medal. I'm being honest. Scumbags like that, that sell young girls into the sex slave trade, I have no use for. Wipe them off the planet for all I'm concerned. Done deal. This guy, I'm not saying that I could do what he did because this guy stabbed this guy to death, then stuffed him into the trunk, then hid the car in the woods. I could think of better ways to kill this guy besides that, but that's just me. But I'm a father that will protect my kids to the nth degree. And I think most dads are that way, especially our daughters. And maybe that's just the way we dads are, but I look at this, and first of all, I think to myself, I mean, I get the fact that he's in jail and you can't kill another human being regardless of what they've done in this particular situation because this 19-year-old didn't attack dad, although he did, just not directly. He did it indirectly. Now, I understand the law and how that works and so on, but again, folks, I have sympathy for this guy because as a father myself, if you're a dad, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know a dad out there that, or a mom even, they would look at this any differently. The question I would have is, and this would be a better question even for Charlie, do you think they could ever find a jury that's going to find this guy guilty? If you find the right jury that has kids of their own and you get the right makeup, a jury of his peers, quote unquote, which is what the law says we're allowed to have as, you know, if we're you know, convicted of, not convicted, if we are accused of something, by law, we are entitled to a jury of our peers. So if you have other individuals that have kids, does this guy get convicted? I would think not. I'm trying to figure out which one of those jurors would disagree with what this guy went and did. Now, am I saying that what he did was right? No, it probably isn't. But can you blame him? I guess that's ultimately what I'm saying. This scumbag 19-year-old takes, I believe at the time, I got to read this article a little further, it's been a few days since I read this, but I believe that they took his daughter, who I believe was not even close to that same age, and sold her into the sex trade industry. There was a GoFundMe page, by the way, set up for this dad that GoFundMe took down because they will not allow it. It violated their terms of service because of a crime related to violence. Again, folks, I'd give this guy a medal. That's just me talking. Roof Max is coming up next. Dave Hart. And great guy, by the way, who I also know, can tell you right now, Dave loves his kids as well. And I think would very much agree with what I'm saying when it comes to defending your own. And you know, it's just the kind of guy Dave is. Good guy. He'll work on your roof and do whatever is needed to take care of the things you've got going on. Give you a roof inspection, tell you exactly what you need, how he can fix you up. That's Roof Max. Find him at RushToReason.com or call Dave directly, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max is the fountain of youth for your roof. 90% of roofs replaced nationwide no longer need to be replaced, which would drastically reduce the materials in the landfills and resources from our planet to manufacture new shingles. By keeping your shingles in like-new condition, RoofMax is seeing on a national level a huge increase in protection against hail and wind damage. Most shingles these days are only getting 6 to 8 years of life before they start to dry out, lose the protective granules, and experience thermal cracking. With the RoofMax treatment, you can get a lot more life out of your roof. In most cases, RoofMax will add 15 years or more, saving you thousands of dollars and drastically reducing the number of insurance claims, which helps everyone keep insurance premium costs down. Call today at 303-710-6916 to schedule your free roof assessment. And be sure to mention you heard about them on KLZ to receive $100 off your RoofMax treatment.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who wants to help you with your financial future. We've got a plan, folks, and not everybody's plan is the same because we're not all the same. We don't have the same income, resources. We don't even want the same lifestyle. That's what makes America unique, the fact that we can all do different things at different times. That's where Al comes into play. He'll tailor a plan that works exactly for you and can get you where you need to go. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with Purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Affordable Interest Mortgage. We'll hear from Kurt at the top of the hour, find out what's going on as we head into the holidays with the real estate market and mortgages specifically. But if you got a question for Kurt, call him directly, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hey everybody, I need you to stop what you're doing right now and mark your calendars for December 1st and come join John and the Rush to Reason crew at Artisan Pizza and Parker from 7 to 9 p.m. Richard Battle will also be there with his new book, Life's Daily Treasures. Sign up on our email list at rushtoreason.com and you'll enter yourself to win a door prize or two. Meet some of our great sponsors, enjoy some free pizza, and make sure to wear your favorite ugly Christmas sweater. Once again, that's Artisan Pizza and Parker, Wednesday, December 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much. My son Richard joining us now. Richard, how are we today?
Oh, hanging in there on this beautiful August. Wait, no, sorry. No, I guess it's almost December?
Pretty much. A couple days away.
I mean, you know, I've always said this. You know, if it's not going to snow, at least be beautiful, right?
Which it is.
It is gorgeous out. So, you know, it's not, you know, frigid when, heck, it's shorts and T-shirts weather still right now.
I went outside this morning first thing at, 6:45, and it was like 50 degrees or something. It was really, really nice out.
Yeah, well, and that's, again, I would much rather that be the case than not, and especially, you know, if it's going to be dark at whatever it is, 4:30 right now, you know, 4:35. And so, I do want some snow for a variety of reasons, and you know, not a lot of snow, but just a little bit, you know, just to give us a taste of winter.
Agree. All right, so what do you want to talk about? Broncos won yesterday?
They did. Well, yeah, let's talk Broncos, but then I want to get into the article you sent me about the travel, you know, kind of the update to the, you know, this infrastructure bill and what it means for our cars. You know, we got some car reviews to do.
Right.
Yeah. The Broncos, they won, which, you know, the Chargers are going to charge her, right? You know, much to my disliking. I don't want this team to make the playoffs just because I don't think that Fangio is the future coach, and so I don't want any excuses to keep him. But yes, they won yesterday, and the key yesterday was great defense and a running game. And so when you do that, it doesn't matter that your quarterback throws for less than 150 yards. You know, I think Teddy Bridgewater threw for 130 yards or something like that. And so it doesn't really matter to me too much. And so you had that, obviously, Thanksgiving weekend. The bigger story is probably college football, Dad, where you had a head coach from a Power 5 team in Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, go to USC, you know, the University of Southern California, mm-hmm. Pac-12 school. And that's a pretty big deal because for CU, you know, fans, I don't know if you can call us that anymore these days. But, you know, for them, for the Pac-12, it's a pretty big deal because it actually kind of puts them on the national stage because Lincoln Riley is probably one of the better coaches, or he's probably a top five coach in all of college football.
Hmm.
And he supposedly, by the way, Dad, if you're going to teach, well, you should have taught me to be a college football coach. So the speculation on Lincoln Riley's deal is 10 years, $110 million, all guaranteed, of course.
Wow.
He gets both of his houses in Norman bought by the school for $500,000 over asking price, which equates to basically $1 million bonus.
Right.
Plus, obviously, whatever he makes on the house. He gets a house in L.A. for basically up to $6 million bought by the school for him. So that's kind of another $6 million bonus on top of it. And he gets – and these are all purported numbers because the private school situation, I don't know if you'll ever find out the real numbers. With USC being a private school, him and his family get unlimited 24/7 use of the private jet.
Wow. Pretty good deal.
It's pretty impressive, right? I mean, it's hard to beat, you know, that situation. And then, I mean, and I know there's some Oklahoma fans that are listening, so forgive me for saying this. But let's be honest, as bad as California is, if you're making, you know, $11 million in California, and you get a house paid for and bought for you and stuff, where would you rather live? Los Angeles, California, or Norman, Oklahoma?
I'd rather live anywhere than Norman, Oklahoma, anyways. Period.
That's
just me.
There's not much in Norman. Now here's the deal. Do I think like it would be fun to have, you know, a ranch and you have 250 acres or something in Oklahoma? You have some fun. You have toys and things like that. Absolutely. But I think Lincoln Riley kind of saw the writing on the wall. He also thought, you know, Oklahoma's going to the SEC, Dad, here in a few years. Right. And I think he thought the USC has a much easier path to the college football playoffs than Oklahoma does.
Hmm.
And Oklahoma ever will. And so I think he viewed that as a situation. And I think that that's kind of why he moved and ended up switching. And so, yeah, kind of a big implications there. So Oklahoma now has an opening. LSU still has an opening. And so it was kind of a crazy weekend. And I don't know, one of my favorite weekends of the year is rivalry weekend. Plus it's, you know, Thanksgiving and football and, I don't know, you know, food and right. all of the fantastic stuff with all of those things.
All right, so that article that I sent you talking about this new regulation, if you would, or I don't know if regulation's the right way. I mean, it is a regulation, but it's new, but not in a bad way. So this new infrastructure bill, which I'm not a fan of, everybody knows that because I think it's just a huge, huge waste of money. But one of the positive notes in it is we actually get some lighting changes for U.S.-made automobiles that actually take us into the newest technology, if you would, which I never really talked about this on air before, Richard, but we as a country are behind when it comes to the smart lighting that's on vehicles around the world.
Yeah, I was interesting reading it. Number one, I'm glad that they're doing this, which is basically they're, I guess, sort of putting at the forefront the ability or they're mandating manufacturers to essentially make changes and kind of basically update some of these arbitrary laws and stuff, not even manufacturers, but you know, the boards and stuff that oversee them.
Right.
But I guess my question is, why do we have to have, well, number one, why is it included in the infrastructure bill? I know cars are part of infrastructure.
You could have done that separately, though. It could have been separate.
But this is just further example of that, of why do we have this garbage in the first? I still think that part of the reason we haven't made advancements in the headlight or in the headlight realm of things is because of lobbyists on the side of the car manufacturers.
Yeah.
Because if you read that, you know, reading that article, a lot of it is essentially designed to keep people with the OEM original headlights. Because
if
you change out your headlights,
it's illegal.
And you don't put an OEM spec one back in,
that's right.
It is illegal.
That's right.
Yeah. And
that's
so, correct. So if we really want to look at, you know, dive deeper into this, it's probably a result of the reason we're so far behind in technology. And I've always wondered that, you know, it's one of the things on a car that really makes a car stand out, Dad, right? Is those,
how good, you
know,
is the lighting?
Pure white.
Right.
Right. And honestly, I thought to this point in time, all of them were LED.
Nope.
But you look at this, you read this article, and it's because the LEDs are too bright or they shine in eyes. And it's like, geez, like, you don't think we can come up with technology that, you know, fixes some of these things?
Well, they have. And then for those, all of you listening, there are cars not built here in the U.S., but they're built around the world that are smart enough to even adjust for people coming at you, including pedestrians, where those lights don't even shine in their eyes. So there is technology out there around the world that enables you to have a really, really great light that becomes very, very safe for the guy driving or the gal driving. We're just not allowed to have that in the U.S.
Which is, again, kind of a silly thing in that regard. And they've got these things in Europe and everywhere else, and that's why you see, which again, I guess I didn't pay too much attention to, Dad, and fooey on me, you know, you see some of the different lighting effects even on cars that they put in advertisements, and a lot of times it's not necessarily the ones they sell here. You know, they were talking about an Audi R8, for example, a really cool supercar, seen them around, you and I have driven it, and it's a great vehicle, but it doesn't have the same lighting packages that its counterpart in Europe does.
That's right.
How silly is that?
Very. All right, we're going to come back and do a car review in a few minutes here. And, Jim, I apologize. We shifted gears there. Jim was going to call in and talk about that last comment that I made, Richard, about the guy up in Washington that basically went out and found the guy that put his daughter into the sex slave world and killed him, and he's now on trial. But the internet world, if you would, is calling the guy a hero, which – I got into that in that last segment, so I don't need to delve into that any farther. But no, the point being, Richard, we've got things in this country when it comes to technology that because of what you just said a moment ago, lobbyists and other things that are involved in our whole over-regulated is probably the best way to say it. Because of the over-regulation that we have when it comes to safety in America, we miss out on some great technology that's around the world, and in some cases, even miss out on some great safety things that are around the world because of what you just said a moment ago. And it's absolutely ridiculous as a country to be number one in all the things that we're number one in and not have that ability to, you know, to be able to have the best lighting system on cars made today is ridiculous.
Well, and yeah, and to kind of piggyback and finish that, it's amazing, you know, how far we've come technologically advanced. And yet something as simple as headlights, which is one of the things as a car, you know, company or, you know, as car reviewers that you and I obviously look at and do research on, it's one of the things that it's a small thing, but it makes a big difference.
Huge.
Right? It actually takes a car and makes it from a, pedestrian looking, you know, run of the mill to a luxury SUV or SUV sedan, whatever it might be. And again, the fact that we have to wait for this $1 trillion infrastructure bill to implement it is kind of ridiculous.
Agree. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air coming up next, folks. They want to help you with everything around the house, whether it's your boiler, whether you've got hot water heat, whether it's your furnace, it's not working correctly, or you've got an electrical issue going on, or you want to add some different things Christmas light-wise and so on, and you need different outlets and plugs and so on, or you've always had one that doesn't work or it's dead or whatever the case may be. They can help you across the board. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, 720-526-0231, or find them at klzradio.com.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, if you have no shows occasionally on your calendar, or some of you might have them on a regular basis, we've got a fix for that. G-Reminders will help eliminate those no-shows. It does it automatically. It's another website that adds on to what your current calendar system is. It's easy to use. You can set up all the parameters, all the rules, whatever you want to do, it's all there. And frankly, I did it all with no tutorial and no help from them whatsoever. They're there to help if you need it, but I'll tell you, it's very simple and very easy to set up. GReminders.com. Find them at RushToReason.com and just click on GReminders.
No more no-shows. Imagine a world where every time you make an appointment, your client actually shows up on time. GReminders will send out customizable automated reminders before every meeting, so no one forgets again. You decide what the reminders will say. GReminders will take care of the rest. With competitive pricing, affordable for even the smallest businesses, GReminders will pay for itself by eliminating wasted time and money. KLZ listeners receive 10% off the first year at GReminders.com/KLZ. Sign up now to stop the no-shows.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard with me. Richard, you've driven some cars lately. What are they? And let's talk about them.
Yeah, well, for a change, you and I have both been able to be in both of these, so this should be pretty good reviews that way. But let's start off with a car that we've sort of driven, but this is the hybrid version, which is the 2021 Hyundai Elantra, and obviously the hybrid version, which right off the bat, Dad, gets about 45 miles to the gallon. Yep. I mean, just an incredible fuel economy. Did a fantastic job in terms of the transition and how the hybrid system itself works. And then the price point, I think, obviously, which is key on this, which I believe the vehicle we drove, Dad, with the hybrid and pretty much everything on it, was right at like I think it was 28 or 29,000.
Around 30K. Just a little. I think it was just a shy above 30K. Great, great deal, by the way.
It really is, and they did a fantastic job. And again, we talked about the Elantra a few weeks ago, which, again, Hyundai kind of redid this year, redid the new styling. They updated it, made it more aggressive. They added a lot of the infotainment and some touch features on the interior.
It's a great car.
Decent-sized rear seat. But again, folks, if you're looking for a vehicle for under $30,000, it's going to get nearly 50 miles to the gallon. And, Dad, right now, because of, again, who's in office and all the fuel and all the prices everywhere. You know, some people in California places are paying, you know, $5-6 a gallon.
I know.
That's going to pay for itself pretty quickly, I feel like. So, yeah, definitely a car, folks. And, of course, Hyundai State, it has a lot of the safety features, Dad. And the car will pretty much drive itself, too. It'll go around corners
for you.
It'll do a lot of that stuff, which is really, really nice. And so, again, one of my more favorite cars of the year, to be honest, and I know that may shock a lot of people because they're like, well, you know, it's a Hyundai, it's an Elantra.
It's a really, really nice car. I mean, it competes extremely well in its class, if you would, with vehicles that are costing anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 more than it is for the same type of luxury. So when I say that, folks, please make sure that you understand what I'm talking about there, because you're typically, you know, you go buy any of its competitors, they're going to be in the mid 30s for what you're getting in the high 20s with Hyundai.
Yeah, and well, that's the thing, Dad, is I don't think that people kind of wrote off Hyundai a number of years ago, and they used to, right? Oh, let's be honest, they used to not have the most quality of products. But, folks, that has changed dramatically.
Yes.
We know we drive these cars a lot. They have got a great warranty that they will stick behind for a long period of time. And so I would definitely encourage folks that if you're in the market for a sedan, maybe a hybrid, and you don't want to pay over $35,000, check out a Hyundai. It's well worth it.
And they have inventory.
Yes, that's the other piece, because they are not nearly as impacted by the chip shortages as other manufacturers. So if you're interested, head to your local Hyundai dealer, test drive it, get your friends in it, get your family in it, and when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, what's the next one you drove?
So that's the one that we're actually currently driving or getting ready to give back, I think, here in a few days here, which is the 2022 Volkswagen Tiguan, which is kind of, well, redesigned in 2018, and I guess got a little bit of a minor refresh this year. We're driving the SE R-Line Black Edition. This is the four-wheel drive version or all-wheel drive version. But, Dad, I'm actually going to get your opinion first, because you drove this car quite a bit too. What did you think?
Again, a lot like the Hyundai we just talked about, although on the SUV side of the fence, when you look at the car and you're inside of it, you're sitting in it, you think to yourself, okay, this is a $45,000-$50,000 SUV. You go pull the Monroney out, you look at it, or the window sticker, I should say, and you look at it and you think, holy cow, this thing's 10-15K less than I thought it was going to be. It's a lot of car for the money, Richard.
It really is, and actually had some other family members, as you know, kind of in it over the weekend, and they got in it, and they thought the exact same thing. And because it's always a game, folks, where with, you know, we get friends, family in these cars, and they don't know, you know, the options and stuff on them, and we always like to see.
Ask.
Hop in these cars.
That's right.
What you think? Yeah, what do you think the value is, and kind of play the guessing game of what
That's
is
right.
the sticker on this vehicle? And again, the one we're driving right now is about $35,000, and you would think it's closer to $50,000 with how it drives and operates. It's got a turbocharged. I think it's got a 2-liter, if I'm not mistaken, 2-liter turbocharged engine in it, 8-speed automatic transmission, which works really, really well. Fuel economy is great. It's got some of the interior lighting, and as far as at nighttime and stuff, Dad, kind of what we just talked about, right?
Right.
With some of the LEDs and that sort of stuff, and you know, being able to drive some of these cars at night, and that's kind of the blessing of winter when we do review these cars. Plenty of room in the back seat. Actually got both of the older kids in here, you know, taking them to and from school this week in the back seat. Plenty of room for them there. There is an optional third row, believe it or not, Dad, but as the size of this car, I don't know if that would necessarily be a great option. This is more of a 5-seater vehicle in my opinion, just because of how everything goes and just kind of how it's laid out and how everything works with it. But it works fantastic, drives smooth, and the safety features, let's go back to that, Dad, with Volkswagen, it's got a lot of those standards where you just kind of hit one button and it activates all of those features. And so if you're wanting it for safety, or maybe you're a first-time mom, you're looking for a new car for the baby or the kids, got a lot of great safety features and really easily accessible child latches, which I know, Dad, you don't care as much about.
That's a big deal, though.
But for me and others, it is a big deal. It's really nice to be able to actually kind of hook those car seats in pretty easily without too much trouble. So, yeah, it was fantastic. And, again, fuel economy, I've got to say with that engine and how it drives, I've got to think we're high 20s for an SUV if I'm if I'm not mistaken.
No, it works really well, and it comes with a lot, to your point, the IQ Drive, which is, you know, the travel assist, adaptive cruise control, adaptive blind spot monitoring, rear traffic assist, front assist, emergency assist, lane assist. Yeah, in a lot of ways, these cars are very, very close to driving themselves, and of course, we know that's coming down the pike as well. But no, a great vehicle for the price, Richard. Again, in the marketplace, it competes extremely well with cars that are $10,000-$15,000 higher priced.
Yes, it doesn't scream it. It looks very much luxury, feels luxury. There's definitely some plastic components and stuff to it. But again, folks, don't let that sway you. When you look at the price tag,
that's right,
all the vehicle that you're getting, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So if you're interested, if you're in the market for, you know, that five-passenger SUV between that 30 and 40K mark, which it's hard-pressed to find an SUV, Dad, beneath that mark these days, the way prices and stuff are going. And Volkswagen is another dealer that does have some inventory right now. So definitely check these out. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, Richard, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Thanks. See ya.
All right, have a great evening. And Bruce Simmons is up next, folks. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. And a lot of you are thinking, great, I've got my house paid for, almost paid for, but yet I've got things I'd like to do, or there's that great trip I'd like to take, or there's an addition I'd like to put on the house, or there's some things I'd like to do, or I just need some money to live on. Whatever it happens to be, Bruce can help you out with a reverse mortgage if it's right for you. Talk to him today. Find out whether you're a good fit for it. 303-467-7821 or klzradio.com.
Ask Bruce Simmons to explain how a reverse mortgage line of credit could lock in your home's value. You've been hearing about the potential for housing prices to start dropping, but so far, all you've done is gain more value. A reverse mortgage line of credit eliminates the fear of decreasing home values. No matter what happens to the housing market, your reverse mortgage line of credit won't lose a penny. Let's say your value continues to increase over the next few years. No problem. Call Bruce back to refinance at the new, higher value for even more benefit. But should your home lose value, say we hit another recession like in 2008, you have the peace of mind that you still have the full amount of your line of credit guaranteed. Bruce Simmons has been doing nothing but reverse mortgages for 18 years. Ask him to explain how it works. KLZradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And again, thanks, Richard, for joining us. And the cars that he drives, I should say, plural, because we drive a car almost every week throughout the year. I get some, he gets some, and we give you those reviews. And a lot of you will think, well, John, I'm not interested in a new car today. Well, a lot of those cars, as you know, will become used, and we still have those reviews up for a lot of you that look for cars that are 2, 3, 4 years of age. We've got all those reviews up. I can answer all those questions as well. And you can find those on our YouTube channel as well. Just go to the website, rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com. We can link it from there is what I'm trying to get at. And you can look at all those reviews as well. Kurt Rogers is going to join us in a moment, talk about housing sales today's and the projections of in the not-too-distant future. There's opportunities for both buyers and sellers. We'll be back. Talk to him in a moment. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.